Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Atlanta, what's going on? It's Dukes and Bell on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Damn, the schedule looks hard. We start off every day and every hour by saying, hey, man. Happy Friday. Hashtag Dukes and Bell tailgate at home. We will tell you what we've got cooking a little bit later on in the program. Mike Bell, we waited and waited and waited and waited and waited and waited. Finally, it got in. It came last night, and as the schedule came out, and I'm just looking game by game, bloop, 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 as these games are dropping. We told you guys yesterday before we got off the air, around 6 o'clock, we knew we were opening with the Saints. But Mike said this to me just moments ago. We were talking about this, and we love our listeners. Listen, we love everybody that gives us a chance to be a part of your day, or our day, should I say. But, Mike, there are a lot of guys who, I guess, until they saw it in black and white, didn't realize what this was going to be.
I mean, we've known who our opponents were for a long time now. We've talked about it. We've talked about it in the Falcon Report. The Falcons have it on their website. But, again, I'm not going to scold somebody. It's a Friday. But I was blown away by how many people going, holy crap. Like, where did this? It didn't just land in your backyard. I mean, we've known about it. It was just about the when and the where. You know, we knew who the who was. But anyway, now people know, and as you said, it's more tangible when it's in black and white, or it's been, you know, put together in a nice launch video, and the Falcons staff did a really nice job, very clever, and it's fun to poke fun at the Saints and some of our opponents. But by the way, the one thing, I got off the launch video, and, you know, they call those things Easter eggs, when you have, like, little things in a movie, or in this case, on this launch. If the Falcons could ever bring back the red helmets permanently, I'd be all for it. I've never really liked the new uniforms. I think Nike kind of laid an egg with these things. There's nothing, I mean, they're not bad, but there's nothing great about them. But I would love to see us go to something kind of a throwback to the 80s, you know, the first couple years of Dion or the years of Bartkowski. That'd be kind of neat, but I'm curious to see what it's going to look like.
I am too. The uniforms won't matter if the performance isn't there.
No, and I don't want to just be talking about the uniforms by week 10.
And that's the key, right? It's all about the performance. This schedule, and we will break it down, guys, and take a look deeper into what this is going to look like. And as we start, we try to break this down. We had 16 games. You had one more game. We used to break this down into quarters, right? So you'd be 4-4-4-4, right? And then you get to the point where you go, all right, obviously 8 games through the season, halfway point. What do you look like? We got 8 games left. So add another week onto that. But, Mike, when you start with the Saints, Rams, Seahawks, Browns, let's just start there. That's the September 11th, 18th, 25th, and October 2nd. We know what the Saints, we talked about this, right? Jameis Winston, new coach. I don't know what that means for you, but it means a lot for me. Teams take on the attitude of their coach. I think it takes a little time. But once that happens, Mike, and you got the players you need, you see what the attitude of that team's going to be. I know they have a guy that's been there. He was their defensive coordinator, but he's not Sean Payton. And Sean Payton had a knack to be able to find ways to just beat you, even if his team wasn't playing well. So I'm not sure what the Saints are going to be, but the fact is that's where we open. Then you get the Super Bowl champions in week 2 on the road in L.A., and then you're going to have to stay out there. I guess you could come home, but that's a lot of flying back and forth and trying to get workouts in. And then you got to go back to Seattle on September 18th, or 25th, should I say, the last part of September, before finishing that first quarter of the season with the Browns at home.
Yeah, Seattle doesn't scare me. I know it's a game that we've had some amazing battles with the Seahawks. You remember the no call on the Julio pass interference years ago? But, yeah, Seattle doesn't scare me. They got a quarterback. But I know that in previous regimes, I know Smitty would like to just have the team out there, find some local college on the West Coast, maybe in California, they can kick it. And then they'll just keep it out there. And that makes sense, as you said. No reason to spend, you know, time spending 5 and 6 hour flights back and forth. But, yeah, that's a beast of a start to the schedule. The Browns, by all indications. Now, the big if there, who the hell is going to be playing quarterback for the Browns if Baker Mayfield's not on the roster and Deshaun Watson's on some form of a suspension? Don't know. But either way, the Browns are a question mark. But like game you have a hard time with, we know about the GOAT in Tampa Bay. 49ers coming here. The one thing you and I were talking about this morning off the air, you and I always prefer a later bye week. This is way too late, though. This is too late for a bye week, week 14.
It's the second week in December. So, you know, that's a lot of football. You will get some extra time playing the Carolina Panthers in the only primetime game that you have, which is at Carolina, November 10th at Bank of America Stadium. So that's going to be on Prime Video, by the way. And Mike, you'll get some extra time there. But, yeah, I don't like this only from the standpoint of I'd like it, you know, a little bit closer to the end of October, maybe the beginning of November, because then you really get a middle split. You get some time to you know, say, hey, we're right in the middle of the season. If we need some guys to come back from injury, et cetera, it just seems like the timing. But, listen, nobody gets to pick their bye week. There are teams who are on the bye in week five. They don't want to do that. They would prefer to have it later as well. So it's one of those things you're going to have to deal with. As we look at I think the hardest part of the schedule, though, Mike, and you always look at this and you say, okay, you get that bye week. But then you got the Saints. You got the Ravens on a Saturday, December 24th, which is Christmas Eve. The Cardinals, we assume they're going to be a playoff contention team. And then the Buccaneers. It's Tom Brady. You could end the season with two of those games, obviously, in the division, meaning a whole lot, and then two potential playoff teams in the Ravens and the Cardinals to try to finish up and maybe put yourself in playoff potential or position, that is, if you feel like this team's going to be there. This schedule, guys, is one of the toughest in the NFL with the teams that we have lined up.
Yeah, it was it ninth we came up with, Bo? That was the ranking, ninth toughest schedule in the NFL, so top 10, top third. I joked around on Twitter about how I took the over because I just couldn't bet against my team. Now, if I wasn't doing sports talk radio and wasn't a season ticket holder, yes, I would definitely take the under, Carl, but I believe in good karma and betting for a winner. But a lot of people on Twitter were coming back at me saying, man, it's hard to find six wins on this schedule, and that would be the over.
Well, here's the problem. Rams were in the Super Bowl, won it. Bengals were in the Super Bowl, lost it. But you still look at their quarterback play, right? Yep. You said the Seahawks don't scare you because they don't have a quarterback. Browns are a big question mark. Listen, if Deshaun Watson's not under center, I would tell you we have as good a chance to win that game as anything. The Buccaneers, twice we got to see Brady again. So you're seeing three of the top five quarterbacks in the league at least four times. And then you add to that mix, Mike. You say, well, what about the Chargers? Well, that's Herbert. So that's why you're looking at this and going, okay, where are the six wins going to come from?
Well, the other side of the equation, you're talking about who are playing off as far as our guys getting after their quarterback. If Jalen Mayfield is still starting at left guard and we don't really get better at right tackle with McGarry, I mean, the Chargers have got Khalil Mack and Bosa. I mean, 49ers have a Bosa and everybody else. I mean, Steelers are one of the teams that always gets after the quarterback. I mean, with Hayward and company and with Watt. So we've got some real big challenges for this offensive line if we can't find a way to improve it this offseason.
Now, here's the cool thing, and this is where we come in and do our part. Now, hopefully Arthur Smith and this staff, this team will give us something to be excited about, and we will want to be at Mercedes-Benz. Mike and I always talk about this, being at these games and supporting our club. But, Mike, we play some heritage squads this year.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the Browns, whether they're bad or good, there are Cleveland Brown fans everywhere. They'll be at Mercedes-Benz. The 49ers come in here. They're going to have fans at that game, and it'll be packed. The Chicago Bears, Mike, at home, regardless of what Justin Fields does, they're going to pack the stadium. So from that standpoint, when you look at this and you go, wow, okay, some of these games are coming in, and, oh, don't let me forget the Steelers. I mean, my guess, Mike, there'll be 30,000 Steeler fans at that game, win or lose, no matter what the record is, when they come into town December 4th.
So, as we said, not to be glib, but if you are someone looking to recoup your personal seat license, you'll have ample opportunity with those aforementioned heritage teams because those guys will actually spend a little bit more money than, you know, say, the Carolina Panthers fan, to your point.
Yeah, man, I want to look at this schedule. I've been looking at it all day, all night last night, just kind of analyzing it, and I'm not going to jump the gun. Because in years past, the one thing that gave me hope and the reason why I was willing to say we're going to win 8 or 9 or 10 games was Matt Ryan. We don't have that. We don't have that veteran quarterback under center that you go, I trust him, and I feel like even if the team around him is not as good, we'll still be able to win 6, 7 games. And that was the case. This right now is a big question mark for us under center. And so, Mike, until that's resolved, I'm going to reserve judgment as far as, hey, now the over-under is one thing. Do I think we'll win at least 6 games? I do. Where those come, I don't know. And, guys, there's always a couple of surprises. Mike and I always talk about this. There's always a couple of games during the season where you go, well, I didn't expect them to win that one.
Well, that's part of it. I mean, it's easy right now, and everyone's doing it. They're going win, loss. I saw them on ESPN doing this. Teams are going to have injuries. Teams are going to have issues. Teams are going to have potential Super Bowl hangovers. Maybe the Bengals come in here mid-October, and that all they're cocked up to be. Although they do look pretty good on paper. They've addressed some needs in the offensive line. But the point we're getting to is there's a team. What did Hawthorne say? Families are always rising and falling in America. That's the life of the departed as well. But it's always some team you don't expect to be good sneaks up on you and vice versa. Now, we've got a lot of teams that were in the playoffs last year. That's a problem. Last year, Coach Smith and his staff found a way to beat the teams that were as bad as we were, if not slightly better. But the teams that were in the playoffs beat us by an average of 3 touchdowns. How much of that, Carl, is going to happen this season?
Well, I think the defense is going to be better. I think we're more athletic right now and faster than we were on defense last year. And I don't even know what this is going to look like. I don't even know from the standpoint of the depth, who's starting, because a lot of these positions are up for grabs. But if you look at the personnel they brought in, even the one-year guys, it's still speed on defense and I think a lot more athleticism. Mike, if the defense improves just this much, you're going to have a much better chance to finish those games that you're talking about where all of a sudden you were in the game and then you were out of it because you're going to get the stops. You're going to get off the field on third down. Not every third down, but I think you have to improve in those areas. If we do, that's where I'm looking for the improvement. The offense, guys, I actually think, Mike, we're going to be able to score points. I'm not going to tell you we're going to be the highest scoring team.
No, hold on.
I believe that.
No, the offensive line is still a shambles. The offensive line is still a shambles.
In your eyes.
Nothing's going to change if I still got Mayfield at guard and I got McGarry at right tackle.
In your eyes. You don't know what the offensive line is going to look like.
Okay. I'm saying if it's as presently constructed. In other words, everything that we heard from Coach the other day, he still sounded like Mayfield's going to be plugged into left guard.
No, he said he believes in Mayfield and he's going to get better. We don't know what this offensive line is going to look like. You're basing that solely on what you saw last season. So be it.
And we didn't draft an offensive lineman until the 5th round. And Ifedi is a washed-up journeyman. So I'm sorry to get loud, but, I mean, the offensive line has to improve if anything you're talking about is going to happen.
Maybe they will. But I'm not going to base my decisions on what I saw last year when I haven't seen it this year. Dukes and Bell coming up. We're going to talk more about this schedule and also the Braves start a big series.
Why am I yelling?
It is Dukes and Bell. Headlines brought to you by ATL Live Well. Low testosterone doesn't have to keep you down. Call ATL Live Well today. Don't just live, live well. Rookie minicamp going on with our Atlanta Falcons. And as we talk about the schedule and what it may be, what it might not be, we are going to get a chance to talk to some of the rookies to introduce them to you. Now, we had Coach in studio for over an hour earlier this week, but there are some of these guys, Mike, we haven't had a chance to talk to. So right now, on the waitforit.com hotline, we want to say what's going on to D'Angelo Malone. He is a local kid, Mike, went right to high school right here in the ATL. Obviously,
he's a Cedar Grove Saint.
He is, man. We got a couple of those guys on this squad and had a great college career. D'Angelo, man, welcome to the ATL. I know you guys are working out, getting things done up there at Flowery Branch. How are you, man? How are things?
Everything going great. First off, I want to say thanks for having me. But, yeah, today was a great day. A lot of productive things happened today.
I mean, as a kid who grew up, we just mentioned Cedar Grove, and your cousin got drafted as well, Schaefer. It's almost like a Cinderella story, D. How excited are you to be playing for the Falcons?
I'm very excited. You know, as a kid, you know, I dreamed about playing for the Falcons, you know, hometown heroes, you know, hometown kids. So just being in this predicament, I'm very excited.
D'Angelo, Coach talked to us the other day about your physicality. Where did that come from? Where did you develop that? Have you always had that physicality about you? He talked about what you guys did at the Senior Bowl and how you were pretty dominant there, and it really caught their eye.
Right. So, you know, as a kid, you know, I always been undersized. So I felt like, you know, just developing, like, the physicality, you know, just playing up to my competition. And I knew, you know, the competition I was up against. And I always knew I had to play very physical. And, yeah, that's basically it.
I know that they've said – I laughed to you when they said they want to put some size on D'Angelo Malone. Carl and I can help you, by the way. If you need to put some weight on, we can help you.
We eat.
If you can take him out to dinner, we can get you 10 pounds like nothing, bro, if you need it.
Let's go.
We're talking steaks. We're talking dessert. We're talking the whole shebang. But, man, yeah, I was watching the highlights because don't laugh. Carl makes fun of this. I mock draft all the time. I drafted you, man, because I saw the video coming out of Western Kentucky. I mean, what would you say is your best thing, the speed element? What makes you so special?
I'll probably say my speed element and also physicality.
two-time CUSA Defensive Player of the Year. We're talking to D'Angelo Malone here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Falcons rookie minicamp going on. So you said there's some great things happened today. Installs, talk to us about what Coach talked to you guys about being rookies coming into the league. Was it like, line up, rooks? What did he say?
Yeah, so basically, you know, he just had high expectations. You know, we just got a vibe by the standards. And, you know, I'm very excited to be a part of a great organization. And we have great things ahead of us.
So you're playing for Coach Dean Pease, who's been coaching football since 1979. What are your first impressions of the guy? Because he seems like a real trip.
Yeah, he has great personality. You know, I love him. Can't wait to, you know, play for him. And it's going to be great.
What do you say to folks who say you played at Western Kentucky and maybe the competition wasn't Power 5 level? You put up great numbers. Did you have that question asked to you at the combine or maybe during your workouts where somebody said the level of competition wasn't what some people say, you know, it comparable to Power 5? Did that matter? Does it matter?
It doesn't matter at all. You know, what matters is, you know, the stats and what you do for that that program. And I feel like, you know, every time, you know, the opportunity was presented in front of me, you know, I took advantage of it. It's no matter what you do, you know, just make sure you get 100% effort and you give it your all.
So how cool is it at Cedar Grove? You got so many guys going to the NFL. I mean, is it just, what are they doing? What are you guys doing over there at Cedar Grove, man? Just great coaching, weight training, the whole thing?
Man, honestly, man, just having great coaching. And I feel like Jimmy Smith, he did a great job, you know, with putting us in position where it allows us to succeed.
Yeah,
you know, down south, that's where the dogs at, man. Cedar Grove.
Look at you repping. You already repping for Cedar. I see you.
That's right.
57 and a half.
Nation.
Yeah, exactly. 57 and a half tackles for loss, man, over the last 4 years for the guy that we're talking to. So we need pass rush. We need guys like you to rip quarterbacks' heads off, and I say that loosely. We don't want to – all right, maybe we do want to hurt people, but we need guys to get there. So have you worked on specific pass rush moves? Do you have a signature move for fans who haven't seen you coming off the edge?
Most definitely. I probably would say, you know, my speed, it plays a big part, you know, in my finesse game. That's what I call it. But, you know, I just want to use that as a surprise, you know, surprise the fans and just watch me work.
So, obviously, when you played in high school with your first cousin, and that's so cool. By the way, that's just an amazing story in and of itself. So, needless to say, you have gone against Justin Schaefer in practice, right?
Yes, sir, plenty of times. I would say, you know, the competition level, it was great. You know, every day at practice, he pushed me, I pushed him. We just motivated each other.
I know you were mad at him, though, sometimes, because he held you, didn't he? Don't lie.
I mean, I ain't going to lie. Like, dude, my cousin, like, he is a big guy. You know, he's like 3'15", so you know how that goes sometimes.
Yeah. I mean, I know those old linemen like to hold, man. That's what I know. I know that. They like to cheat.
It would be funny if you get a fight breaking out at camp, because there's always a fight at some point in the summer and it's you and your cousin going at it. So what are the odds of that happening?
I probably would say, you know, that's really not my intentions. I'm just coming here to work.
Right,
and
right.
Just trying to make a name for myself.
All right, man.
Do you have an edge, though? You made a lot of plays. You sound like a nice dude. We're introducing you to the ATL. There are a lot of Falcon fans listening right now going, this D'Angelo guy, man, do you have an edge when you step on the field? Are you one guy off the field and another guy on it?
Almost definitely. I would say, you know, every time I touch foot on that field, you know, I turn into a monster. You know, it's a different side of me. And I always play with a chip on my shoulder.
All right, awesome, man.
Well, can't wait to see you in practice, man.
Yeah, we're excited for you. By the way, friends and family, like how many folks have you heard from coming back home and being drafted by the hometown team? Has everybody reached out? Like, what, 25, 30, 40 folks?
I'll probably say 100 plus.
Wow.
You know, just the love I have for my community, man. I loved it.
Well, make sure you get the biggest signing bonus you can, because you're going to be spending a lot of money on tickets.
Hey, man, yes, D'Angelo Malone, thank you for the time. Let's work. Let's
right
work,
on.
All right?
Thanks, man.
Let's go, baby. Rise up.
There all it right is. There it is, guys. That's one of our rookies. We're trying to introduce you guys to some of the guys that we're going to be watching. Rookie minicamp going on as we speak. And the Falcons, you know, over the next few days, they're getting to know, you know, the Ebikades of the world, the Ritters, the Algiers, all these guys we've been talking about that we think are going to play a role. How big? Mike, I don't know.
But that just, I mean, I love that dynamic. If Schaefer can do his thing, because like Georgia fans know about Schaefer, and can he have a chance as a fifth round pick? And again, Grady Jarrett, Carl, is the famous fifth round pick who was able to make big things happen coming off a high caliber team like Clemson. That would really be great if he could plug in as a starter, but certainly, if nothing else, earn a right on the squad and be a guy that could be a swing piece on that line and eventually become a starter. But it is kind of neat from Cedar Grove High School competing with your cousin. Now you're doing the same thing at Flowery Branch.
That's crazy. You said it. The talent level down there at Cedar Grove, and it's literally around the city, man. There's so many high schools that are putting guys in college, and the odds though, Mike, of them ending up on the same team. That is super rare. I mean, I can't even tell you the percentages of that happening. 404-741-0929. What do you guys think, man? You're hearing from guys that we want to know more about. As we move along and we get closer to the season, we're trying to find out all we possibly can about these new faces. And, Mike, you know, it's been a while. Like, Matt Ryan has been, and not it's not wrong, but has been for a very long time the guy we've talked about, the face.
Yeah.
We're going to have a new face. We're going to have new faces that we are going to be talking about. Maybe one or two or three of these guys shine, Mike, and they become part of the new face that we're going to be talking about. And I think that's part of this transition we're going through. It's always been about Matt and what Matt was going to do and how everything was going to shape around Matt. It's not that anymore.
No, and we've talked about, you know, Chuck Smith joins us all during football season, you know, the big-time personalities on the bomb squad, you know, guys that were real edge rushers, you know, the Predator, John Abraham, you know, Patrick Kearney, Rod Coleman. You can only count those guys basically on one hand. I mean, hopefully Ebikadie's going to be that guy that for 10 years guys are wearing Ebikadie jerseys, and he's ripping people's heads off. And then the guy that we may get a chance to talk to here this afternoon, Troy Anderson, is one that you and I have said kind of like is the biggest wild card in this whole draft process because the upside is there, the talent, and, you know, I certainly feel that from what I heard from Coach Smith, they expect this guy to, you know, compete for the starting job right now.
I think he is. And
maybe he'll be a guy that'll be like another, I mean, better than Brookie. No offense, Keith, but a guy, same thing. That's a dude you want to wear a jersey of and see this guy do his thing on Sundays.
Yeah, I mean, part of it is, you know, the excitement you bring when you play and how you play. I think a lot of times people just fall in love with effort.
Right.
Right? That's part of this. Like, you feel like I just paid and I'm getting all my money's worth when this guy's on the field. And even if, you know, they don't turn out to be superstars, there are guys that come along that help your team win that play that way. And that's the main thing that I think coach is looking for right now is the effort. Even if you don't know what you're doing, let me see the effort, because that's going to make plays for you, Mike. When you might be beat or out of a play or the play is on the other side and it's going away from you, do you get the effort to try to get there?
And I know we're talking Falcons and we're going to have more players joining us throughout the afternoon. But last night, I mean, how about if you were watching the Sixers with their season on the line? And they're getting out-hustled on every trip down. Carl, defensive rebounds, the Heat.
Yeah.
Just an example. You just see the naked eye. You just see a complete quit. And I hate to use that phrase because there's only one or two players on that Sixers team that was doing it. But there's so many guys just literally standing around watching the Heat grabbing rebounds and making hustle plays.
Yeah, I don't know. I can't describe to you the overall effort and why it was lackluster in that situation. They got outplayed the last two games. But to your point, and you know what I'm talking about, effort, the part of the frustration with James Harden is the lack of effort. It's not just that he didn't score. Mike, he looked like he didn't want to be there.
Right.
So that's, you know, when you say those things, that's the kind of stuff that ticks fans off. You want fans to buy into you. You want them to love you. You want – give me the effort. Philly could have lost last night. Harden could have scored 8 points. But if he's hustling, playing D, he doesn't. You know, grabbing balls and trying to dive and save balls from out of bounds – You respect that. The part is you don't respect when he doesn't show the effort.
All I could think last night watching the end of the game, especially that final quarter, is if you take Tyrese Maxey's effort and put it in Harden's body, you'd have a nice piece right
you'd
there.
You'd have an elite superstar is what you'd have. But that's been part of the problem. It's Dukes and Bell at Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Just got off the line with D'Angelo Malone, guys. Western Kentucky, stud. I think he's going to be a big part of this defense, and he's not going to be the only one. There is a guy that we've talked a lot about, and Mike, we are trying to find out more about Troy Anderson, who right now joins us on the WadeForward.com hotline. Back-to-back guys up there at rookie minicamp. Troy, it's Dukes and Bell here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, man. We appreciate you joining us. How are you? I know it's been a whirlwind for you. What's been going on?
Yeah, I mean, we just got done with practice number one, so – you know, it was a lot of fun to play a little football again and get out here.
Bro, we've been talking about you. Your ears have been burning the last couple of weeks. We're like, what is this guy all about? So what are you all about, man? Is it more fun to play defense than offense? What do you love about playing linebacker?
It's definitely more fun to play defense than offense. You get to hit people. Hitting people is a lot more fun than getting tackled. So, you know, playing defense to read and react, it's a blast.
So the crazy thing, Troy, is coach told us you're going to be an inside linebacker. Well, you will play inside linebacker. Now, there'll be a competition, but that is the goal. But then we look at the film, and you're throwing the football 50 yards in the air. You're running option plays. What the hell happened up there in Montana State? Were you just like, Troy, can you do that? And you were like, yeah, coach, I'll do it. I mean, you did everything.
Yeah, I mean, I think I've just always done what coaches have asked of me. I love winning football games. And if, you know, my coaches felt like we could win more games with me at quarterback or me at running back or at linebacker, you know, I'm willing to do it. I just like winning.
So the combine, man, fast guy too. I mean, how did the combine experience play out? Because we've heard about it, some guys feel like a piece of meat up there, but obviously you showed out because you're a second round pick. But what was the combine like for you?
Yeah, I mean, it was a great opportunity. That's kind of how I viewed it. Is, you know, a great opportunity for a guy from, you know, a smaller school in Montana State to go show your skills against, you know, some of the bigger school guys and against everybody in the country. You have to take advantage of it and do your best.
Big Sky Defensive Player of the Year is inside linebacker, was first team all Big Sky, first team all American. We're talking with Troy Anderson. One of the picks for our Atlanta Falcons as rookie minicamp goes on. All right, so as you come in, tell us what your strengths are, because there are a lot of folks here that are listening that are Falcon fans that are going, okay, what are your strengths as a player?
I mean, I think it starts with how hard I play, and I think I'm an extremely smart player, you know, kind of be that quarterback of the defense as the middle linebacker, to pick up things and study film and pick up tells and tendencies from offenses, and I think that, you know, I think those are some of the things I do really well.
All right, we are city kids for the most part. Actually, Carl, you grew up out in San Antonio, but what is this? What were you doing as a kid? Were you doing chores?
I wasn't doing what he was doing.
Yeah, I mean, how many acres? I mean, was this like Legends of the Fall? I mean, what's going on out there, man? Explain.
Yeah, so I grew up on a cattle ranch. Yeah, in Montana, we had like 800 head of cattle.
Jeez.
So I don't know, doing all the stuff that comes with that, helping calve or helping hay in the summer, move calves. Move cows, fence, you know, all that comes with that.
Jeez. Mike, he's tough.
Bro, you might as well be speaking like Portuguese right now. That sounds like real work, Carl.
Mike, I'm telling you right now, this kid's tough. This kid's tough. I mean, he's got 800 head of cattle? So you obviously, Troy, you ride horses. You right. Do all that stuff, right?
No, kind of a fake cowboy. We do it the easy way with four-wheelers.
I have rode
horses before, but
okay.
Try to do it as easy as possible.
Okay.
All right. That makes sense. That's right. Smart.
So let me ask you, is Yellowstone the TV show bullcrap?
Yes. Is your family been in a power struggle in your county in Montana?
Have you seen Yellowstone, and what do you make of it?
Oh, man. I have seen Yellowstone, and it's great entertainment. But it's a little cheesy. It's not necessarily what we're doing up in Montana.
Okay.
Just throwing people off cliffs.
So your family's not part of an organized crime family. Okay. Want to establish that right off the
jump.
Nope, right
not at all.
All right.
Troy Anderson, our guest, guys. We are chopping it up with him here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. All right. So defensive defense, 3-4. Inside linebacker, we've talked about that. Have they talked about using you in various spots?
Yeah, so, I mean, today we've just been working at Mike and at Will, just kind of, you know, learning the defense and feeling where you're the best at. It was fun.
Troy, how hard has the defense looked, though? I mean, we heard – I'm just going to take you back to last year. I know you weren't here. First year, Dean Pease, we had a lot of guys come on the show and say, this ain't an easy defense to learn. Do you sense that already?
Well, they've kind of pared it down for this camp. So we only have, you know, a few calls that we have to learn, few checks. So it's not, I mean, when you get it in small doses and kind of, you know, feed it to you over time, I think that definitely helps. Coaches have been great at explaining things and helping us rookies out. So it's been good so far.
Did you know the Falcons were going to select you? Do you have any inkling from your agent on draft day how it was going to go on day two?
I had no clue. I was sitting on my couch and got a phone call from Atlanta, Georgia, looked up, and they were picking next, so I figured I better answer that one. I'm really glad to be a Falcon.
Troy Anderson, our guest. Who popped today? I mean, like, you haven't been around these guys. You know, Ebukadi, is he faster than you expected? I mean, Algier, the running back. Did you see something today from your rookie class that you went, okay, we might have something?
Yeah, I mean, there wasn't too much, you know, full speed stuff. It was a lot more jog through, walk through, you know, get to your fit stuff. But there's great athletes here. There's great football players here for sure. And I'm really excited to, you know, over the course of this weekend and the next, you know, few months and weeks to really see and, you know, challenge yourself against them and just see how we improve.
Troy, we're expecting big things from you.
No pressure.
You know this.
All right.
Hey. By the way, I don't know if you like to be called a football unicorn, but that phrase keeps coming up.
Hey.
When you look at the scouting, have you read the scouting reports on yourself, by the way?
No. I don't really. I just try to.
Good idea.
You know,
I get you. And you shouldn't, by the way. As a matter of fact, don't do any of that press stuff.
Right.
Except this show.
Other than us.
This show.
We're season ticket holders. We're fans.
All right.
Welcome to Atlanta, brother. Real excited. It's great to finally get a chance to talk to you.
Yeah, sounds good. Thanks, guys.
Thanks, Troy.
Cool.
All right, man. Again, fun, interesting. I hope he can play. Like, that's the thing. And again, we had Coach in here the other day, and he told us, he says, listen, we're not drafting guys just to draft them. You know, we made fun of the whole Georgia thing. We're not just drafting Georgia guys because they're Georgia guys. We're drafting guys because they can blank and play.
A number of teams were interested in him. It's it did kind of, for some fans, come out of left field, but it's going to be an intriguing story. And again, he said maybe Dean Pease also learned a little bit about how they're doing their installs and not overwhelming the guys, maybe. Don't know.
All right, guys, coming up, we'll get into the Braves series tonight. It's a big one against the Brewers. And hopefully along the way, we'll hear from some more rookies. We're trying to introduce all of these guys to you guys right here on Sports Radio 92.
Call from Mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
The game. You know, we talk about likability a lot in our business. And when I say our business, I'm talking about the world of sports. There's guys that you like, and there's a reason you like them. And then there's guys you dislike. And a lot of times it has nothing to do with how good they are. Take Kyrie, for instance, right? Kyrie can play. But there's something about Kyrie that you go, I'm not sure. We just talked to two guys, Mike, that are very likable. Troy Anderson, D'Angelo Malone, two of the rookies in this rookie class. Again, I'm not going to tell you they're going to be all, you know, superstars, megastars. But the fact is, I like them. And they're both different. They both have different personalities. But, you know, you go, okay, first meeting, first impression. I like them.
But it is always fun. And you and I talk about this, you know, whether it's a rookie. Remember, you and I, we were doing the show that Michigan Tourism sent us up to Michigan to play golf. We interviewed Dansby Swanson after we made the trade with Arizona.
Sure did.
And remember, we asked him, are you aware of what's waiting for you in Atlanta? Because, yeah, they always market the hometown guy. He goes, oh, yeah. But it's always fun to hear these guys on their way. I remember interviewing a young Matt Ryan after we drafted him. I mean, it's just – and it's bright-eyed and bushy-tailed is the phrase, but there's certainly some rootable guys. And I think you got that in the free agents that you've heard on the show. Remember last year, Cordero Patterson was electric from the jump. You know?
Yeah, it's a good point, man. I mean, so –
these guys you want to root for. You want to see – hopefully these guys make it happen. And then you can say, oh, I was there when, yada, yada, yada.
Well, and, you know, again, it's not about winning a Super Bowl. It is, but for these guys coming in – hell, they're just trying to figure it out, you know? So we'll see where it goes. We're also going to hopefully get a chance to talk to Jordan Schaefer, Mike. He's a dog. And that'll happen between now and then the next 30 or 40 minutes here. So stay tuned. But again, rookie minicamp going on. So we're trying to grab as many guys as we possibly can up there at Flowery Branch. Hey, about the Braves, and we're going to talk more about this with Grant McCauley a little bit later on. But, Mike, this is a big series. I mean, let's not downplay this. We had a nice walk-off the other night. We got a night off. Last night we didn't play. And here come the Padres, who are 20-12. And, you know, Tony Gwynn Jr. said, listen, they're doing this without one of their best players.
Yeah, no, Tatis Jr. waiting on him to come back. Maybe it was at the end of June. So this is a team which has got really good pitching. So how are we gonna respond to that?
Well, that's the problem. We have underwhelmed when it comes to scoring runs. And it's Yu Darvish on the hill. 3-1, 4.05 ERA, but it's whip. We talked about this yesterday, 1.08. He's been good, and I expect a really good matchup tonight. Now, we're throwing out there Max Fried, our guy. Fried, he's been great, guys. I expect a really good matchup tonight, Mike. But the thing is, Cunha back, lineup. What's the lineup look like, Chris? Is Acuna back at the top of the lineup?
Yeah. Now, remember, last time we played San Diego out there, it was a 2-1 game, and Yu Darvish was really dealing. The only guy that's providing the offense, Carl, is probably the last home run he hit. Oh, I have to check that.
Ozuna.
But, yeah, it was Ozuna.
No, it's been 22 games.
There you go.
Since he hit a home run. Mm. So we've talked about that offense that we need from him to produce runs. It's not even – just give me a few RBI every now and then. But, Mike, he's not even hitting home runs right now. So that's another part of this.
It was a sack fly the other night. We were excited about that in the loss.
We were. Ozzy's doing his thing, guys. 4 doubles, 6 home runs, and 13 RBI. He's hitting .224 for our Braves, and we know what Ronald Acuña's been doing. But again, he got a couple of days off, actually a day off.
Right.
And they were concerned the other night at the end of that game with the Brewers. But we'll see. We'll tell you what the lineup's going to look like. Grant McCauley's going to join us in the 5 o'clock hour. Coming back, NFL Blitz is on the way, and we got a lot of NFL news with the schedule drop yesterday and more about the Falcons schedule as well. It's Dukes and Bell on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and Odyssey.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.